Welcome back to Skincare Made Simple, the podcast where we simplify the overly complicated world of skincare so that you can achieve all of your clear skin, glowing skin dreams that you deserve. I'm your host, Ella, and I'm a licensed esthetician and acne specialist and fellow acne-prone girly myself, which is what ultimately led me on this journey to be an esthetician in the first place. And as silly as it sounds, I am so grateful to my acne to send me on this journey because I have absolutely loved every minute of it. Not every minute of the acne, every minute of being an esthetician. So let's jump into some ingredients that have been very trendy on socials lately. And I want to make sure that everybody knows what they are, who they're for, and how to use them so that you can get maximum results, because we don't just blindly slap product on our skin and hope for the best. That is not how skincare works. We need to be intentional with what skincare we are applying if we actually have specific results we want. However, before we jump into these three ingredients, we are going to answer a question that was left in a comment on the last episode. So if you would like your question answered, make sure you go leave a review with your question in the comment. And this question is coming up from Theater Kid Florence. And Florence has combination skin, mainly with dry areas and a little bit of oil. And she's curious about the brand Florence by Mills, which is Millie Bobby Brown's brand. And I mean, she's curious about it because it's adorable and it has her name on the products, which I absolutely love. If there was a brand out there that had my name on it, you can bet your bottom dollar I would buy it just to have it sitting on my vanity. However, Florence by Mills is actually worth actually using, not just putting on your vanity. She has quite a few products that actually look really good, especially for dry teen skin. Especially her hydrating serum and her moisturizers. Both of those look fantastic. The majority of what she has is actually hair care and fragrance. And I have smelled some of the fragrances and they do smell really good. But her like five or six skincare products also look pretty decent. So while I have not personally tried them and they are not exactly geared towards 30-year-old skin, for teen skin, for Florence, you go ahead and try them and let me know what you think, how they work for you. I am very, very curious about that. And anybody else who has tried it, I am curious about your experience with Florence by Mills as well. But anyway, let's get back to the actual podcast that you came here to listen to. Just a quick reminder, there are a ton of links in the show notes below, along with every product that I will mention, links to find me on social so you can get your daily dose of skincare information, links to work with me one-on-one, and all sorts of other things. So make sure you check that out as well. Now, our three ingredients that we are going to be talking about today are going to be ectoin, PDRN, and growth factors. All of them are very popular at the moment. PDRN is very popular in marketing on social media because the whole salmon sperm thing. Yes, we will be diving into that. But we are going to start with ectoin because this is one of the newer ones on the market and one that honestly I'm most excited about from these three. So ectoin is a small, extremolite molecule made by bacteria in harsh conditions. So think like deserts. And this bacteria actually stabilizes proteins, cell membranes, and water structures. And it acts kind of like a shield. So in our skin, it kind of acts like a little bubble around our skin cells, making them nice and protected. Studies have actually shown super, super strong barrier repairing properties from this because of the little shield that it adds around our skin cells. But it also, of course, helps with hydration anti-inflammatory. It reduces TWIL, which is transepidermal water loss. So basically think of that as like dehydration of the skin. So if your skin is actively becoming dehydrated, it'll put a stop to that. It can also calm redness, and it's useful for sensitive rosacea-prone skin and post-acne skin. Because remember, acne is a wound. So we need to be focusing on healing and calming the skin when we're dealing with acne. So basically anything that can come around like barrier dysfunction, a damaged barrier, inflammation, things like that, that is what ectoin is going to help. It is typically going to work best in serums, toners, creams, and masks. We are not going to typically look for it in our cleanser. It's just not going to have enough contact time with the skin. But really any other leave-on product, ectoin would be lovely in. And I bet you more products that you've used or looked at have ectoin than you would think. This is why it's so important to turn that package around and look at the actual ingredient list. I understand how overwhelming some of those ingredients can be, especially when you're first starting to look at the ingredients, but it really, really is important. Over time, you will start to recognize ingredients, and it makes it so much easier to remember which ingredients your skin loves and which ones it doesn't. So make sure you are flipping that bottle over to look at the ingredients. Because just because an ingredient is in a product, like take your favorite barrier serum, okay? Let's say you've never actually flipped over and truly read the ingredient labels, but now you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I need to go get a serum with Ectoan because I am very prone to damaged barriers or I've got rosacea and sensitive reactive skin. Sounds like it'd be perfect for me. Okay, cool. Check the products you're already using. Check that favorite barrier serum of yours to make sure that it's not in there already. Because if you already have it in your product, then there's no need to run off and chase another product unless you have strong suspicions that that other product will be better for your skin than the current one we're using. I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my mind. I hope it makes sense in everybody else's mind. But anyway, back to Ectoan, okay? So we know that it works best in serums, toners, creams, masks, leave-on products, okay? But it's also going to work really well with humectants, ceramides, antioxidants. Those are the things that we want to be looking for within the same formula. But and then we want to avoid having it with very high concentrations of acids. Now, there is some debate that that could destabilize the Ectoan. So we're not going to be using it at the same time as our strong acids or strong retinoids. If you are going to use a serum with Ectoan in it on the same night as your exfoliant or your retinoid, just give your exfoliant or retinoid a good like 5-10 minutes to absorb into the skin and then apply your serum with Ectoan and go from there. And then obviously, due to its barrier repairing and anti-inflammatory properties, it is going to be safe for everyone to use, even sensitive skin. Again, make sure you are checking the other ingredients because just because the product has Ectoan in it, or Ectoan is the hero ingredient and that's what they put on the front of the packaging, that doesn't mean that every other ingredient in the product is going to be safe for sensitive skin. This is why looking at the ingredient list is important here. But odds are if it has Ectoan as its hero ingredients, the entire serum is going to be healing and barrier repairing. Still check your ingredient lists, but an Ectoan-based serum is still going to have a focus on barrier health, which is going to be important for everybody. We need to focus on barrier health at all times, not just when our barrier is damaged, okay? And in a randomized double-blind study, Ectoan showed an increase in skin hydration by over 200% when used twice a day for 2 weeks. It also reduced transepidermal water loss significantly compared to the placebo in this study. And then for rosacea, a clinical study found that Ectoan cream reduced erythema and burning sensations in rosacea in patients as effectively as prescription prescription gel for rosacea. And Ectoan was not found with any sort of side effects. So moral of the story here, if you are dealing with sensitive reactive skin or dealing with rosacea, then Ectoan is absolutely an ingredient that you should be looking into for keeping your skin strong and healthy. But kind of going hand in hand with that is PDRN. Okay, so PDRN got super, super popular on socials due to the whole salmon sperm thing. And yes, technically it can be derived from salmon sperm, but we are just going to say salmon DNA fragments because it can be pulled from places other than the sperm. What it actually does in the skin is it stimulates adenosine A2A receptors. But what it actually does in the skin is actually promotes tissue repair and fibroblast activities. So by the way, fibroblasts are like the skin's construction crew. They work deep down in the dermis to make collagen and elastin. So pretty important for anti-aging properties. However, PDRN is, while it's often marketed as an anti-aging ingredient, it does do significantly more with wound healing than anti-aging. So yes, it can stimulate fibroblast activity and fibroblasts help to make collagen and elastin. That's great. But it is just sort of stimulating that to do it just a little bit faster, whereas the majority of what the PDRN is doing is repairing your skin, okay? So in clinical studies, it shows benefits in wound healing, like I said, scar reduction. Again, that's also part of wound healing, skin elasticity, and improving chronic inflammatory conditions. That's going to be a big, big deal when it comes to anybody dealing with any sort of post-inflammatory erythema or hyperpigmentation, because those are both inflammatory responses. If you are one of those people who have been dealing with PI or post-inflammatory erythema, the red dot left over after acne, for months or even years, PDRN is definitely something that you are going to want to try. It is going to be absolutely lovely for it. And while Ectoan is good in any formula that is a leave-on formula, PDRN is going to be best in serum form or ampules. Ampules are just more potent serums. And then you can also find PDRN in like dermatology, plastic surgeon, med spa offices, things like that, because of how well it does with post-procedure healing, right? So you will find it in serums and ampules and whatnot in stores for like everyday people to buy, but it does require stabilization in a water base, okay? So make sure that your serum, most serums are water bases, but make sure when you're, again, flipping over that product to check out that ingredient label, we want water to be that first ingredient there if we want our PDRN to work the best. So then we are also going to be thinking about the fact that it's going to pair well with things like peptides, hyaluronic acid, and other soothing agents like, I don't know, Ectoan. And we also, again, just like the Ectoan, we don't want to use it at the same time as our strong exfoliant or retinoids. So same sort of thing, if you're going to use it in the same routine, just let your retinoid or exfoliant sit on the skin and absorb for a good 5-10 minutes and then go in with your PDRN serum. One of my absolute favorite products right now, I'm so obsessed with it. It's from the brand Noracle. It's a Korean brand and it is their Ecto PDRN serum. Oh my goodness, she feels amazing on the skin. It is Ectoan and PDRN. Okay, so everything that we want in that. So PDRN is going to be really good at healing the skin, and then Ectoan is going to come in and then protect that healed skin. While Ectoan will also help with healing, PDRN is going to have a little bit more potency when it comes to healing, and then Ectoan protects it. So they are the perfect duo. When it comes to PDRN, it is generally safe, but should actually be avoided for those with fish allergies. Keep in mind, it is from salmon. If you have an allergy related to salmon, we don't want to be using PDRN on our skin. I'm not an allergist, so I'm just going to give that like general blanket statement, and then please do your own research if you do have an allergy or someone in your life has an allergy and you are looking out for them. There are, of course, some cool studies with PDRN as well. One study on chronic skin ulcers showed that a PDR treatment led to complete healing in 95% of patients in just 8 weeks. Another clinical study showed improvements in acne scars with injectable PDRN in just 3 to 4 sessions, with visible changes in elasticity, pigmentation, and scar depth, which is just amazing. And again, that is injectable PDRN, but topically, it does show amazing results as well when it comes to inflammation, fibroblast stimulation, and wound healing. So we're going to get more of that fibroblast stimulation from the injectables. Please keep that in mind. But it is still going to be absolutely amazing to work into a barrier-focused routine. Which then leads us to our last ingredient, which is growth factors. And while PDRN is marketed as an anti-aging ingredient that mainly focuses on wound healing, growth factors are actually an anti-aging ingredient. So growth factors are actually signaling proteins like epidermal growth factor, fibroblast growth factor, and they actually tell the skin cells to repair, proliferate, and make more collagen and elastin. So there is actually in studies some really strong evidence for reducing wrinkles, improving texture, healing post-procedure skin, and supporting pigmentation repair. There's even some evidence for acne healing via reduced inflammation. So essentially, growth factors are going to be ideal if we are working on improving texture, hyperpigmentation, fine lines, and acne. So all of the skin concerns. We are often going to see them in serums and creams, and they do need a stable delivery system. So look for the word liposome or encapsulation on the marketing for your product. That is what we would like to see. They are often going to be combined with antioxidants and peptides for best results. And I do want to take a quick moment here to talk about the difference of growth factors and peptides, because both of them are very beneficial for the skin. So the difference between peptides and growth factors, think of peptides like little text messages to your skin cells, short chains of amino acids that signal things like make more collagen or calm inflammation. Whereas growth factors, on the other hand, are more like the full instruction manual. They are larger, more complex proteins that orchestrate big repair processes, telling skin cells to divide, heal, and regenerate. Both support skin's health, but peptides tend to be more targeted and stable, while growth factors take on a broader, more powerful role in skin rejuvenation. Do you need both? Well, if you're using growth factors, they're often going to be paired with peptides, so you wouldn't need a standalone peptide serum. But do you need to go with a peptide serum only, or should you be looking for a growth factor? That is entirely up to you and your skin goals and concerns. I would generally say under 45, just go with a peptide serum. You are going to be great with that. They still show amazing results. Like Dr. Whitney Bowe's new P46 serum, holy moly. The clinical studies on that one showed such beautiful anti-aging results. Though you do not have to go all the way with a growth factor in order to get those beautiful results, think of growth factors more for like when we need some serious work, okay? Whether that's in healing or wrinkle reduction, whatever the case may be. But also please, please, please keep in mind that skincare is not magic. As much as we like to think of it as our magic potions, our little magic in a bottle, skincare is not magic, so we do need to have realistic expectations going into this. There are some studies that show some beautiful results, like a 12-week study that used topical epidermal growth factors and showed a 30 to 40% reduction in fine lines and wrinkles and visible improvement in texture compared to a placebo, which is just absolutely crazy. And then there is also a study that shows that after laser resurfacing, growth factor serums accelerated healing time by up to 40% faster with less redness and less downtime. Another clinical trial has found that growth factor creams reduce melanin content and improve PIH, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, especially when paired with antioxidants or niacin, which all of that sounds amazing. And all studies will be linked in the show notes if you would like to check those out as well. But just 30 to 40% wrinkle reduction in just 12 weeks using twice a day. That is amazing. And again, that does not mean that you have to use growth factors. Peptides can still be a wonderful option because please keep in mind, growth factors, we will get into where they come from in just a moment. They are more expensive to formulate with. And because they're more expensive to formulate with, they are going to make the products a little bit more expensive. So please keep in mind that if you are wanting to use a growth factor serum and get these wonderful results that these studies have shown that they can give, they are typically going to cost a little bit more. One of my absolute favorites is the Medicaid Liquid Peptides Advanced MP. I know it has peptides in the name. It is their growth factor serum. Holy moly, she is amazing. And like I said, that Dr. Whitney Bowe P46 serum, if you just want a peptide serum, is also absolutely fantastic. But let's talk about where these growth factors actually come from. Okay, so there are a couple different growth factors. You heard me mention epidermal growth factor, fibroblast growth factor, and then there is also the transforming growth factor beta. And all of these do slightly different things. So you can think of them as like epidermal growth factor focuses on cell renewal on the surface of the skin. Fibroblast growth factor, so FGF, it dives deeper into the skin to rebuild collagen and elastin. And the transforming growth factor beta, or TGF-beta, acts kind of like a conductor, making sure collagen is laid down in an organized, scar-minimizing way. So different growth factors are going to do different things. And on top of that, where they come from is going to make a difference as well. So we've got a couple different options here with human cell cultures, and these are going to be fibroblasts and keratinocytes that are grown in a lab, usually pulled from things like adipose tissue donated after liposuctions. Adipose tissue is fat tissue. And then we also have placentas that are donated and then neonatal foreskin that's donated. And that's typically what it is originally sourced from and then grown in a lab from there to make sure that everything is clean and sterile. There are some ethical concerns when it comes to this bit of it. So please make sure that we're not just like anyone and everyone who says, oh yeah, we've got growth factors. Please look into these brands a little bit and make sure that it's a brand that you actually trust. Aside from the human cell cultures, we also have bioengineered or biotech methods. And this is recombinant DNA technology that produces identical proteins without the human tissue. So then we also have some plant stem cells. You can extract growth factor-like proteins and peptides, which can actually show beautiful results. And then also some snail secretion filtrate or snail mucin does contain growth factor-like proteins. When it comes to those, the human-derived growth factors are going to be the most biologically active, but bioengineered variants are becoming the gold standard for consistency and ethics. Whereas the plant and snail sources bring supportive benefits, but they're more about barrier repair and hydration than true cellular signaling. So the type and source of your growth factors do matter. So don't just blindly look at the marketing for a product. Actually dive into looking at the product. Read everything on the brand's website for the product that you're wanting to use. Yeah, sure, some of it may be a little bit above your head if you're new to the skincare world. That's okay. You have to start somewhere with looking into these things and actually looking into your ingredients rather than using just what your favorite influencer uses or the employee at Ulta or Sephora talked you into buying. We need to actually be looking into these things for ourselves so that we know that things will work the way we want them to. If we're using just random products and then hoping for the best, then yeah, we're going to get mad when they don't work properly, because that's not what our skin needed. I know it can all seem a bit overwhelming and a bit confusing, but don't let it confuse you. We are here to make skincare simple. If you would like to use any of these ingredients, then use them. If you don't want to use them, then don't use them. Don't overthink your skincare and trust that your skin is telling you what it needs. If your skin is looking dull, a little lackluster, and you want that nice glow to it, okay, cool. Let's add in either the Ectoin or the PDRN and get our barrier nice and hydrated and healthy where it's supposed to be. Maybe make sure that we're having a proper amount of exfoliation happening there as well without overdoing it. If we have some fine lines and wrinkles, cool, cool, cool. Let's add in either some peptides or some growth factors and go from there. Just trust that your skin is telling you what it needs and don't overthink it or overcomplicate it. Skincare really, there are a few set rules, but aside from that, everything is so personal preference and so dependent on your individual skin. There's no one size fits all for any of them. But that is going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to leave a review with your skincare question in the comments of your review. And I cannot wait to answer it in the next episode. I absolutely love recording this podcast, and I love that you love it just as much as I do. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I hope you have the most amazing day, night, evening, year, life, all the things, because you deserve that. And don't forget to reapply your sunscreen.